same categories and let herself go a little bit too far.
Person, maybe up in their 80s, who still has a lot of energy and gets around real well.
I'm calling them very active.
And
did
you ever say you're spry or
brash? It's spry, mm-hmm. Full energy. Right.
And a child might say, I'm not going to go upstairs in the dark. I'm
afraid.
And you say, well, I don't see why she's afraid now. She. What could be afraid?
She shouldn't be afraid.
Or if she hadn't been afraid before, she
shouldn't be afraid now.
You say she used to not be afraid or didn't used to be afraid?
I'd say she used to not be afraid.
Say if your children were out later than usual, say, well, I don't guess there's any good at all, but still I can't help feel a little
worried.
Tense. You wouldn't feel easy about it.
Not at all.
You felt
uneasy. And uneasy.
Would say they'll be home alright. Mm.
Worry.
And someone who leaves a lot of money on the table and goes out and doesn't bother to lock the door, you say they're mighty
careless.
And you say there's nothing really wrong with that lady, but sometimes she acts kind of
funny.
Anything else yourself?
Uneasy. Nervous.
What about queer or quar?
Queer. A little queer.
What does that mean?
That's kind of funny and unconcerned. And don't have too much to worry about it, just unconcerned.
Has that word changed meaning in the past few years?
So what?
Has that word changed meaning?
Come on,
Annie,
just a
bit. No.
What if you call somebody a queer?
A queer. I've never used that. I've never heard.
Have you ever heard
the word queer used to mean homosexual? No.
And a man who makes up his own mind and then you can't argue with him, he's not going to change his mind. He's going to do things his way. Can you say that he's...
Has a made up mind.
Uh-huh. Or you can't argue with him because he'll never admit he's wrong.
That's... He won't give in.
Uh-huh. Do you ever call someone like that stubborn or soft?
Yeah, stubborn. Stubborn.
And someone that you can't joke with without him losing his temper.
Quick-tempered.
Okay. Or say something that happened to embarrass someone. You say, well, don't tease him about that. Because on that subject, he's still a little bit... Do you ever say someone's testy or touches? Or?
Yeah, he's a little bit touchy. Touches, yes. Mm-hmm.
And you say, well, I was just kidding him.
Angry.
And if someone's about to lose their temper, you tell them I'm just...
Be patient.
Or just keep...
You're cool.
Uh-huh. Did you ever say keep calm or keep calm?
Yeah, keep calm.
And if you've been working very hard, you say you were very...
Tired.
You got a way of saying that?
Right.
Fatigued.
Or just completely...
Tired.
Or using the word wear out.
Yeah, I'm just worn out.
And if a person had been well, then suddenly you hear that they've got some disease, you say, well, yesterday they were fine. When was it that they got sick?
Repeat.
You say, yesterday he was fine. When was it that he...
Took sick.
Okay. And if a person went outside in bad weather and came in and sneezing and so forth, say he
is catching cold.
Or if that had happened to him, say yesterday he
was well.
But then he what cold, then he
caught cold.
And he couldn't talk right. He sounded a little
hoarse.